KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is straight up 6 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. We are down here in Houston for the Super Bowl. And coming up here in just a bit, we're going to have the concert calendar for this week. And then the trip-ending montage will come down about 6:30 or so. So stand by for all that. Still plenty of great reasons to listen to The Hardline here. Marty, you prepared to go again here with the Renegade Wireless?
I don't think he's listening to us.
Here on the little ticket. Are you prepared?
Rob.
Okay. Well, we are going to have to.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Okay, here we go.
Well, not much happening now.
No.
I'm not hearing anything.
Hey. The work of the Eastern time zone appears to be by and large done today.
Oh. Thanks, man.
And they are clearing out of here pretty quickly. But anyway, we're going to send Caught a Snake out there one more time. There's Jim Mora right there behind you.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's Jim Mora.
Oh, wow.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
His son just got a new gig. He's the head coach of the Falcons.
Boy, things are really winding down here. Playoffs? I mean, where'd everybody go?
Friday, man.
I mean, it's 7 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, man.
It's 7 o'clock in Texas.
No, not really.
Not yet.
It's getting there, but not yet.
Well, there's we're over here by the NFL show, and there's no Rich Eisen. The hell is he?
He's been busy. He's been very, very busy.
I think
busy.
He's doing his work.
Here's a cute girl.
We're doing
ours. Did you like to talk to a cute girl?
Sure.
Cute girl, what's your name?
Kelly Zink.
Kelly, what are you doing here?
Working for the NFL Network, Total Access.
What do you do?
Production.
And you're cute, I have to say.
Thank you.
Are you married?
No.
Really?
Yeah. What do you do?
Radio show back in Dallas.
Yuck, Dallas? Yes. I'm from Michigan. Can you hear the accent?
I can tell that you're from Michigan, yes.
But we work out of L.A.
You live in L.A. now?
Mm-hmm. That's based out of.
Now, are you with man in any way?
No.
There's no man in your life?
No man in my life.
Woman?
Why is that?
Too busy with work.
Is there a woman?
How old are you?
Come on.
24?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to Michigan?
Michigan State.
Okay, that's cool. You know, you need to put work aside and start going after some man meat.
There are too many men around. You know, when you work for the NFL, there's too many. You just get an overabundance, and you just have to shut it all off.
Why's that? You get hit on a bunch?
Sometimes. Not often.
How old is she?
She's 24, Greg. She's 24 years old.
That was previously addressed, wasn't it?
My radio posse's back there. They're listening in on all this. Now, have any NFL players ever asked you out or anything?
No. I don't date them.
Why is that?
Sure, you don't date people you work with, you know?
Excuse me?
She works with the NFL and the
college.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know that you were her mother. I've been told to leave. Sorry, ma'am.
What happened there?
If I'm not doing a serious interview, then I don't need to be asking her questions. Those questions are improper.
Where's Melissa right?
According to who?
Oh, wow. God almighty. What an uptight bitch.
Seriously, she... And then she grabbed the mic. She, like, grabbed it and pulled it down, so...
Not gonna have that if we're not gonna have a serious interview.
What do you want me to say?
Can't have that.
What's a serious interview?
You didn't say anything offensive at all. You were asking her her age and if she had a boyfriend.
Right.
I thought that was a serious interview.
Like she's ever. I hate people. That's why I hate people. Human beings are pathetic.
They are pathetic,
especially women, man. That you know.
It's not gonna do a serious interview. Then you just need to stop.
That girl needs a good screwing, is what she needs.
Oh, Corby.
Pull it off, Nate.
Corby.
Hey, Cobra.
She does.
Now that is abrasive.
Oh, no, that's abrasive.
Get it all out today, because next week, it's
yeah
PG, buddy.
God, that girl is so cute.
Is she good looking?
Yeah, she looks like Jennifer Aniston. Very cute.
Wow. And what did the one who busted things up look like?
An old school marm with a pencil shoved up her ass.
Come on.
That's abrasive.
Slow down. True. Totally true.
I'm just not
going to
have that.
Just can't do it if you're not going to do a serious interview.
Sorry, Mom. All right. Let's roll down Radio Row one more time, see if any action's happening. See where these guys are from. We hadn't talked to them yet. What city are you guys from?
Nashville.
Nashville.
All right.
Thank you. Now, how many stations are there in Nashville, sports stations?
There are two. Three.
Three?
Three.
Nashville Merritt's three sports stations.
Isn't that where four three from? Afternoon drive sports shows.
Four was all local? Pittsburgh.
All local.
Wow. And what time are you guys on?
3 to 7, Central.
And what's the name of your show?
It's the Nameless Show. It's 104.5 The Zone. We just call it In The Zone. We don't actually have a name for it.
You guys have an FM signal?
Yes.
That's cool. The other two stations AM?
One's AM and one is FM as well. Two FMs and one AM.
You ever seen Frank Wycheck naked? Over there? It was a random renegade F-bomb from a couple tables
oh,
over.
Oh, really? So. Ooh, no, we missed that. Go ahead. Answer
that's
the
okay.
question.
Continue. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I really didn't want to answer that question anyway.
All right, we'll move along. We want to see where you guys were from, so kick some ass, okay?
We support Nashville.
Yeah, we support Nashville. We love it. So go. Fight and win. Okay, there's not many people around here. Not many people around here. Here's a guy with a funny mustache. Hey, how's it going, man? What are you doing?
Engineering, Tampa.
Tampa guy?
Oh, that's the big dog. The sports animal? Yeah,
that's
he's the big dog. Out there with the big dog.
You're there with the big dog? I'm from Dallas.
That's right, Steve Dumick.
Steve, yeah. Nice to meet you. My name's Corby.
No.
Oh, you're who?
Steve's the big dog. I'm his engineer.
Oh, you're his engineer.
That's right.
Now, I noticed you have a mustache.
Okay.
Would you like to comment on it?
Not really.
Have you shaved it off in a while?
No, it's been about 25, 30 years.
You're kidding me.
Not at all.
So you have no idea what's underneath that thing, do you?
That's right.
Does it hurt? Is it prickly? Does your woman like it? Oh, you got to go? I didn't like that line of questioning.
Bummer.
Well,
it's too bad the big dog's not around
here.
Well,
no kidding.
Still.
Is that the guy that predicted that
maybe
story?
Maybe he quit, Runs.
He said that Tampa, what was the deal?
They said that the Buccaneers would be sold within a matter of days.
And if they didn't, he would quit.
Right.
Because he believed his sources.
And what happened?
I'm still waiting on that sale to go through 2 years later.
Did he quit?
No. I don't think he's still drawing a paycheck.
Funny how all that works.
Well, I hate to disappoint all the fans of wireless technology, but there's not a lot going on over here, Mike.
All right. We'll reel you in, Cobra, and get ready for a most explosive concert calendar next.